T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, it's tough to say good morning, although not shocking. We begin with the sad news, the passing of Aretha Franklin. We do have some good news before we discuss that. We have your keyword to cash this hour.
It is water, W-A-T-E-R, water. Text the word into 72881.
By the way, we had another winner earlier this week in the 11 o'clock hour, so neither Dana and Parks nor EJ and Ellen can claim it. That one was ours.
That's what happens when we don't forget to do it.
Yeah, don't bring that up again. We were terrible yesterday.
We're owning it.
But you have all hour to do so to win $1,000. Good luck in this national contest. Yeah, as you just heard there, about an hour ago or so, we found out the sad news, the passing of Aretha Franklin. Queen of Soul was 76, and we had mentioned this earlier in the week, and everybody was talking about it, that she was gravely ill, and they were downplaying the idea of pancreatic cancer being in an advanced stage. Well, she lost her battle, unfortunately, with an advanced case of pancreatic cancer. She died in Detroit. Real quick, I want to read you a statement. This released by her people from the family of Aretha Franklin. It's with deep and profound sadness that we announce the passing of Aretha Louise Franklin, the Queen of Soul. This is from her publicist, Gwendolyn Quinn. Franklin, 76, passed away Thursday morning, August 16th at 9:50 at her home in Detroit, Michigan, surrounded by family and loved ones. Franklin's official cause of death was due to advanced pancreatic cancer of the neuroendocrine type. Hope I got that right, which was confirmed by Franklin's oncologist, Dr. Philip Phillips of Karmanos Cancer Institute in Detroit. It's one of the darkest moments of our lives. We're not able to find the appropriate words to express the pain in our heart. We have lost the matriarch and rock of our family. The love she had for her children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, and cousins knew no bounds. We have been deeply touched by the incredible outpouring of love and support we have received from close friends, supporters, and fans all around the world. Thank you for your compassion and prayers. We have felt your love for Aretha, and it brings us comfort to know that her legacy will live on. As we grieve, we ask you respect our privacy during this difficult time, end quote, and funeral arrangements will be announced in the coming days.
So we were talking about this morning off the air, and I want to bring Travis in because he walked in this morning, you know, kind of checks in every morning, says, hey, how's it going? And, you know, whatever's crossed your path here since the last time we saw you yesterday. And you came in and you asked us a question, and it got us talking about, and feel free if you want to start texting these in, 22980, or if you want to give us a call. But what celebrity death in the past, musician, actor, whatever, really affected you, you know, or at least was more than just really something that you noticed, you know, really, really kind of hit you. And if there hasn't been one yet, who would it be that really would affect you? Because Travis came in this morning and asked us a couple of things.
I just personally don't understand the emotional attachment to celebrities, because yes, they either make movies or make music. They really don't do anything for you personally. Emotionally, maybe, but personally, they don't. So, you know, it's really sad when you see a celebrity die. But to me, it's like, well, I can go back and still watch your movies. I'm not really going to miss them in a few years or I don't know. I know I really haven't had someone maybe that's impacted me for me to be emotionally tied to or cry.
You need to grow emotionally is what it is.
Well, but like Michael Jackson dying, my mom brought me up listening to his music. When he passed away, I still remember where I was. Did not cry. I was like, oh, crap. He died.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll go listen to his music. Aretha Franklin just passed away. All right. I mean, that sucks, but I'll listen to her music. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean about it.
No, that's fine.
But it's just one of those things. I don't have emotional tie to anything celebrity-wise. I don't cry when I go to a concert and they walk in front of me and they just play my favorite song. Or, holy crap, Garth Brooks or Taylor Swift or Kanye West, whoever. I'm not going to get emotionally tied to them just because I'm at their concert or because they passed away.
I think that'll change as you get older. Because, I mean, I don't want to sound like an old fuddy-duddy and try to tack down to you because you're 10 years younger than I am, but I was that way. Like, I didn't get when people... Like, I understand now why people have that connection. Like, this one today, even though we knew it was coming, Aretha's been in terrible health for a while, and we got the gravely ill announcement earlier this week. So this comes as no surprise. No one should be shocked by this. But Aretha Franklin and her connection to Detroit, where I'm originally from, makes me think of my childhood. And that's why when we talk about Aretha passing today, that's why I get emotional, because she was one of the favorites of my mother and my father. And it reminds me of growing up, and it reminds me of being a kid, and I'm getting emotional talking about it right now. You know, there's something to be said, something interesting. Elvis Presley, massive connection for people all around this country, died today 41 years ago. So the King of Rock and Roll and the Queen of Soul are jamming together right now. Probably a pretty awesome concert to go to. But Aretha Franklin has meant so much to so many people since the 1960s. And, you know, she was the recipient of the Medal of Freedom from President George W. Bush in 2005. She sang at Barack Obama's inauguration in 2009. I have a connection because it reminds me of a happier time in my life. And that's why I think when people get emotional over people they've never met, because I know the text messages are coming in, I've never met any of these people, I don't care about them, that's fine. A lot of us, movie stars, TV shows, those were happy times for us.
And I think, Travis, part of what it is, maybe, and I don't mean to sound like the old fuddy-duddy either, but I suspect that in 10 or 20 years, when there have been musicians that have been making hits and that have been a part of your entire life, when that person goes, you may notice that a little more because you will have memories attached to those songs. I think we treat musicians a little differently than we do people in other areas of entertainment, because we have parts of our lives that happen during those songs that we attach to those songs that we heard. And maybe those just haven't happened for you enough yet. Or maybe you're just not as attached to celebrities as some people, and that's totally okay.
And I think it might be a family thing too. So I sent a mass text out to my sister, my mom, and my other sister. And I asked them the same exact question that we're talking about right now. And they all said no. They don't have a celebrity. My mom is 60. My sister is 32. And another one is 33. They all say that they haven't had, you know, some type of attachment to a celebrity, whether it's music or acting or whatever. And my mom said, you know, I mentioned Michael Jackson. She goes, it was a really sad day, but that doesn't mean I can't go back to his music and listen to it.
I'm learning a lot about the Walker family. You guys have no emotional connection to anything.
It's just not our thing.
It's okay. Mark Lavoy in the newsroom. This one, I think, connects to you, the passing of Aretha Franklin, but was there ever one of these
celebrities? Because I'm old, yes.
It connects to me, man.
Actually, it totally does. I mean, here's with me. I'm kind of like Travis, but, you know, because I've never gotten, like, you know, weepy about a celebrity passing away. But I remember vividly when Elvis died.
Sure.
We were on the highway. It was summertime, of course. It was 41 years ago today. The one person who I do remember where I was when I heard he died was John Belushi. Now, I'm 52 years old. I was in high school. He was one of my heroes.
Right.
I was kind of a class clown myself. And, you know, it, that's the one that I remember. I don't remember being like sad, but I remember being kind of angry, like, what the hell, man? The funniest guy out there is dead.
I think I felt that way when Chris Farley died.
Yeah.
They were similar comedians out there, weird, different, had a party lifestyle. And yeah. I think I was about that same age when Chris Farley passed.
Mm-hmm.
So text them in, and we'll get to your calls coming up. Who was the celebrity death that really saddened you? You know, one that you really noticed. And if there hasn't been one yet, who will it be? We'll share ours coming up. We'll look at the text line and play some of these songs as well.
576-7798. Aretha Franklin passing away at the age of 76. Advanced pancreatic cancer. We'll find out from you. Who is really making you take a step back after they have passed away? Which celebrity is it? Or feel free to text in. Maybe you're like Travis and it's been nobody over your lifetime.
Somebody has texted in. The same person sent two texts with both of mine.
Oh, really?
I'm like, are we related?
Huh.
Why do we have the same two? You family?
We'll get to those coming up next here on 98.1 KMBZ.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son.
The great Aretha Franklin passing away earlier this morning at the age of 76. She lost her battle with pancreatic cancer. We were talking about the Queen of Soul and others that have had an emotional connection to you, that when we lost the celebrity, did you get emotional that day? Did you take a step back? Did you need a minute? 576-7798. You can also text in at 22980. And maybe you're like Travis. Maybe you haven't had that person yet. Maybe you'll never have that person because you've never met them. You can still go listen to their music online or watch old movies or whatever. 576-7798. Aretha got to me. I'm not going to lie, Jamie. Aretha was one that got to me.
I don't mean to sound indifferent. Her death is one of those where I recognize her role. And you don't realize how many hits she wrote. And I know Dana Parks were talking about this yesterday. And you just don't realize it until you hear them all, how many songs she had over how many generations. Maybe because of her age and because of the way she passed, this one, because you saw it coming a little bit, this one isn't, you know, I'm not tearful over it, but I recognize her role in our culture for sure.
Who's yours?
Mine was Patrick Swayze.
Really?
When Patrick Swayze died. And I clearly remember it because I got a call from a family member on a Sunday night. And I think, you know, I'm of the generation that Dirty Dancing was a big deal. That movie came out when I was, you know, 7 or 8 years old and watched it a bunch as a kid and then just followed his career for a long time. But for me, for him, it was because it was pancreatic cancer, just like it was for Aretha Franklin. And it was because you had this image of him during his career as he was a dancer, you know, before he was an actor, he was a dancer and this strong muscular body that was whittled down to a waif-like form because of pancreatic cancer. And you watch that happen over the course of 20 months. As soon as you hear pancreatic cancer, it's death. It's a death sentence immediately when you hear it. And so for that to have happened, and I believe he was 58 when that one happened. And I had to announce, growing up in Chicago, I had to announce Walter Payton's death on the air.
Wow. Wow. You talk about John Belushi in Chicago, Walter Payton in Chicago.
That was in 1999, and I was working at a radio station in Bloomington, Illinois. And I remember that was growing up as Bears fans and him being such, you know, such a pillar of the sports world in Chicago. When I had to announce that one was hard. Billy Joel will be big for me. When he goes, and James Taylor will be big for me. And I think part of it for people is kind of, you know, if you have memories attached to that. I'm not the biggest James Taylor fan, but my dad really was, and my dad is gone. And I just remember, I'll cry now. I remember my dad and I being, like seeing a band that was playing at when we were on vacation somewhere at a bar. And there was a guy that asked, hey, you know, is there anything anybody wants to hear? And my dad said, yeah, do you know any James Taylor? And I remember he played every day, the singer did. And I've loved James Taylor ever since then. And when James Taylor goes, that'll be a big deal.
What about you? 576-7798. Aaron, you're on 98.1 KMBZ. Thanks for calling, Aaron.
Hey. I would say one that hit me was Robin Williams.
Robin Williams?
Yeah. You know, up to this point, I really didn't have anybody that hit me emotionally. There were people that, you know, like that you all said already, that were, oh, they died. They seem go. I realized that when Robin Williams went, I had grown up watching him as a kid from Morton Mindy on. And so it was memories and all the laughter that he brought. I could always sit down and up something, Robin Williams or whatever.
Your phone is real nasty there, Aaron. If you haven't seen the Robin Williams documentary that is out, I recommend it, called Come Inside My Mind. It is outstanding about the life of Robin Williams and everything from the stand-up comedy days to the Mork and Mindy days to becoming a superstar in film. It's amazing. Watch the documentary Come Inside My Mind. I watched it and I cried at the end of it. Lee and I were emotional watching one of the funniest men ever. A guy you would never, ever think would take his own life because he was so funny, making joke after joke after joke, and he hung himself. Here's some Robin Williams. If I can get this to turn up, here we go.
You want to solve problems in the Middle East, you send John Gotti. He goes, Saddam, how you doing, babe? Okay, here's the deal. You get out of Kuwait, I give you Jersey. Okay. Oh, Nicholson, you can think of him.
Yeah,
he'd be great. He'd be a great Hamlet, just like... Neither a borrower nor a lender be.
Homer Fudd sings Bruce Springsteen.
I'm driving in my car. I turn on the radio.
You do an eclectic celebration of the dance. You do Fosse, Fosse, Fosse. You do Martha Graham, Martha Graham, Martha Graham. Or Twyla, Twyla, Twyla. Or Michael Kidd, Michael Kidd, Michael Kidd, Michael Kidd. Or Madonna, Madonna, Madonna. But you keep it all inside.
Aaron, thanks for your phone call, man.
I'm looking at the text line. So there's a local one that we'll talk about after news.
Okay.
We'll spend a few minutes on that one because I know there's one that means a lot to you locally that we'll get into. A lot of you are saying Princess Diana. I'm surprised at that. But given the tragic way that she died and think about the number of people that watched that wedding and the way we follow the royal family, I would say we even do it even more now. But the way that she died in the car wreck, a lot of you are saying Princess Di.
Let's go to Pam on KMBZ. Hi, Pam. Thanks for calling.
Good morning.
Morning
to both of you.
You as well.
Truly sad news. But I'm like Jamie. I don't think it's the fact that these people die. I think it's how they die. I mean, I can remember vividly the day that John Lennon got shot. I had gone out to a Christmas party, and I came home to the news that he had been murdered in front of his apartment in December, right before Christmas. I'm like, wow. You know, Sam Cooke got in a fight with his dad and got shot. You know, these people that die in plane crashes and car wrecks and before their time. The fact that Aretha was of the age that she was and left the legacies that she did in her music, I'm grateful to have the music she left. I'm sorry to see her go. At the same time, she lived a good life.
I think there are a lot of people that feel that way as well, Pam. Thank you for your phone call. Coming up, we'll get to that local name. We'll take more of your phone calls. A lot of different ones coming in on the text line. A lot of them coming in on the text line. And actually, Sterling is going to be up after the news. Sterling has one I know that got to you recently, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Life was so unkind, and you're the key to my peace of mind. 'Cause you make me feel, you make me feel, you make me feel like a natural woman.
Her last performance was with Elton John in November of 2017 at a private AIDS Foundation event in New York. Her last public show was in August of last year. We lost Aretha Franklin today, the Queen of Soul, at the age of 76. She lost her battle with pancreatic cancer in 2005. She received the Medal of Freedom from then-President George W. Bush. She sang at President Barack Obama's inauguration. She was the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And if we have time to play this a little bit later, I have to find it. But in 1998 at the Grammys, one of the great tenors, Pavarotti, I believe, Luciano Pavarotti, lost his voice, couldn't sing. She stepped in and crushed it with 30 minutes or something like that to go. And it got into a bigger discussion because Travis came in and said, I don't get the emotional connection people have to celebrities when they pass. This one I have an emotional connection to because where her career was out of. I grew up on Motown. I grew up in the Detroit suburbs, you know, right on the doorstep of Detroit. And this reminds me of being a kid. Jamie had one earlier that was one of her favorite actors, Patrick Swayze, when his death happened.
Yeah, just because of the role that played when I was a kid. We're going to get to your calls, and then a lot of you on the text line are mentioning Don Harmon out of Fox 4, who passed away several years ago of suicide. We'll play for you. I know it feels like kind of a bummer, but enough of you have said it and haven't mentioned it that we'll talk about it, and we'll replay for you some of what Fox 4 had to put on the air that day.
Sterling is up next at 576-7798. Who is it for you, Sterling?
Hey, good morning. First of all, I want to say what Aretha Franklin meant to me, and she was wonderful. And I encourage anybody to find her album, Soul 69. It's stupendous, incredible. Two celebrities, actually, in the past 2 years have passed that have affected me deeply. The most recent one was Anthony Bourdain. And Anthony Bourdain, to me, was a real shock. I don't think I or anybody else realized the pain that he was in, evidently, to go the way that he did. But what I loved about Anthony Bourdain was he used his shows, food, the shows, to immerse himself in other people's cultures and celebrate the differences, you know, in these cultures. And, you know, to celebrate our humanity. And I thought that was just incredible. And that deeply hurt me. And then a couple of years ago, Muhammad Ali, he was a hero to me. He was a man that stood up to his convictions. And I felt so deeply about Muhammad Ali, I planted a tree the next day in his name, a sunburst honey locust. And I named that tree Ali, because that tree is strong and beautiful. And I still choke up thinking about those two.
Sterling, thanks, man. Appreciate that. I remember the day Ali passed, and that was another one. You knew it was coming. I think a lot of people's final image that they really remember of Muhammad Ali was at the Olympics when he lit the torch. Mm-hmm. And he survived for a while after that. And kind of like with Aretha Franklin and the connection, it's like you knew it was coming, but it still got to you. Thanks, man. We appreciate it. Steve, you're on KMBZ. What's up, Steve?
Yeah. Hey, good morning, guys. I don't know if I mentioned to your screener, Tom Petty was a real letdown recently. That was very sad.
Did you ever get a chance to see Tom Petty, Steve?
I never did. And, you know, you kick yourself after they're gone, you know. One other I wanted to touch on. I've always been a car race guy, and I remember, I don't know if you guys remember Dale Earnhardt.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't that long ago.
He was bigger than life at the top of his game in the racing world, and I remember walking into a Quick Trip the next morning and seeing on the front page of the Kansas City Star, Dale Earnhardt dies in car wreck, and I just couldn't believe it for the life of me.
I wasn't even a NASCAR fan, but I was watching the Daytona 500 when that happened, and it was the most unassuming wreck. It was just a regular, you've seen that wreck 1,000 times. Car goes down to the bottom, heads up to the wall, head-on collision. You didn't even think it was anything bad. And here's how big Dale Earnhardt is. Still to this day, and that was in 1999, I want to say, or 2000. When Travis, can you look that up, when Dale Earnhardt passed? He's still one of the top-selling NASCAR names when it comes to merchandise on the circuit. And he's been gone for almost 20 years.
Wow.
February 18th, 2001.
2001, thank you. At he is still super.
Daytona International Speedway in Daytona Beach.
Yeah, that I remember that day. And people today still love Dale. Still love the Intimidator. Jacob, you're on KMBZ. What's up, Jacob?
Hey, so, I'd always been a person who just I didn't really seem to care, like, when, like, Michael Jackson died and stuff. It just didn't really affect me because I didn't really listen to Michael Jackson all that much. But then when Chris Cornell died, what, a year ago, and I went through my teens, you know, listening to his music, and it just blew me away. I was surprised how much I was affected by that.
Wasn't he here, like, 3 days before he passed?
He was, and I had thought I really want to go see him in concert, and I never have, and yeah. I thought I would just wait till the next time, and then
there wasn't a next time.
I don't have that opportunity anymore.
No, you're right about that. Hey, man, appreciate it. Yeah, Chris Cornell, lead singer of Soundgarden, most known for being the lead singer of Soundgarden. I remember that. And then didn't Chester Bennington of Incubus, is that right?
Linkin Park.
Linkin Park, thank you. I don't know. Shortly thereafter.
He died last year. Yep.
Yeah, shortly thereafter. You know, going back to the previous guy that called in about Tom Petty, I did get a chance to see him play with his original band, Mudcrutch. They did a reunion tour, and I saw it at a music festival. But I never got to see Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers perform their band. You had mentioned a local name that a lot of people are texting in about.
And if anybody, I know we had a couple of you that were on hold that wanted to talk about this that dropped off the line. If anybody wants to call and talk about this, feel free. But many of you have mentioned the death of Don Harmon, whose wife found him. He had committed suicide back in November of 2011, of course, popular figure on Fox 4. And that was interesting. It was an interesting time to be here, in part to be a member of the media and to see how Fox 4 had to handle that with Lauren Halifax and Mark Alford that morning. They could not reach Don Harmon's dad, and they didn't want to announce it on the air until you had reached his dad and until dad knew exactly what happened. And so the night before, there were rumors out there and there was a lot on social media that had happened, but Fox 4 that morning couldn't say what everybody knew because they hadn't reached dad. And so if you remember, they read and posted on Facebook just a very brief statement saying, you know, we're family here. Just give us a bit of time. We know you have questions. And then at noon that day, Kathy Quinn made the announcement.
Don Harmon, a beloved meteorologist and personality on the Fox 4 morning show, passed away Tuesday evening. To all of us, Don was like family. And the news comes as a great shock to all the people he worked with here at Fox 4. Don brightened our mornings for more than 10 years, and he made his mark on Kansas City television. He will be deeply missed. Our thoughts and prayers are with his family, and we ask that in this time of sorrow, you respect the family and their need for privacy in their moment of grief.
And then that evening, then they went on to have a longer package with video of him and that kind of thing. But I know that was really around here. That was a big deal.
Yeah, that's been a real popular one coming in,
especially
on the text line,
because perhaps people closer to him were aware that maybe he was having some trouble, but the audience certainly didn't. In fact, quite the opposite, because mm-hmm. he was such a gregarious guy on the air that you never would have suspected that he was having emotional troubles.
No, a lot of people texting in this one right here. This was a pretty popular one. I know this one affected Scott Parks a lot.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life.
The whole city of Minneapolis turned purple when Prince passed. You and I were working together, right? When that was less than 2 years ago. So I think you and I were together.
I was on the air. I don't remember if it was you or Zach, though.
I think it was me.
Okay.
There have
been several since I've been on the air here. So
a lot of people sad to see Heath Ledger go, the actor who played the Joker in one of the Batman movies.
And here we go.
No.
thought he was fantastic in that role. He won the Academy Award for that one after passing away. And a lot of people jumping in with Heath Ledger. And, of course, Chris Farley from Saturday Night Live.
Remember when you were in the Beatles and you did that album, Abbey Road? And
he's talking to Paul McCartney, by the way.
Very. And the song, song it goes, and in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make. You remember that?
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes, Chris, in my experience it is, I find the more you give, the more you get.
Gone too early. Give us yours on Facebook. We'll come back to this a little bit later on. Again, Aretha Franklin, the news, she passed away this morning after a long battle with pancreatic cancer. The Queen of Soul was 76. Coming up, I don't know where we're going to go on the other side, because I know it's kind of a downer moment, kind of an upper to remember some of these people. But we got more coming up next here on 98.1 KMBZ. Got 10 minutes until your next keyword to cash. We'll tell you what that is. By the way, we had a winner again in this program at the 11 o'clock hour a couple of days ago. So you could be the next. That's, I think, our fifth one this run. It's pretty dang good for this station. We will have another keyword to cash coming up in just a bit.
The video of this is up online.
Yep.
Story is up on Facebook.
Yeah.
I would encourage you to check out our Facebook page real quick, where there is a video of what happened at Moulton Falls Regional Park in Washington State. And the reason we're talking about it, what you're going to see on the video is an 18-year-old girl pushing a 16-year-old girl off a bridge. She falls 60 feet down into water. I don't know why the story's got my attention so much, but it's
the video is startling.
So the video, and it's not, you're not going to see anything I'm seeing. It's not gory or anything. It is very sudden. And so you have a group of kids that are hanging out at this park that is known for kids to go and dive off this bridge into the water. So an 18-year-old girl who has now been identified as Taylor Smith pushes her 16-year-old friend off the bridge. She falls more than 50 feet into the East Fork of the Lewis River in a laid out position. She belly flops into the water despite attempting to land toes first. She has all kinds of injuries as related to this. 6 broken ribs, 2 punctured lungs, and multiple internal injuries and cuts. She also has a mass behind her windpipe. She will recover, but it's going to take her a little while before she recovers. And so initially, the video came out, and I believe the video has been taken off some social media at least. So initially, the video comes out, and police had not identified the person who pushed her. The question is, should this 18-year-old girl be in trouble legally? Should she be facing charges for this? So initially, she had not been identified. So they put the video out there, and there's, because you can see the girl, Taylor Smith, a little bit. You can't fully make her out, but she's standing above her, and she just comes up behind her and pushes her off. And it apparently came after the 16-year-old girl named Jordan hesitated about jumping off the bridge on her own. That's what people do there. They go to the bridge, they jump off the bridge into the water. And the 16-year-old girl was feeling nervous and hesitated about it. So the 18-year-old girl comes up behind her, takes her shoulders, and pushes her off into the water.
It's like it takes 5 seconds to watch the video. It's on our Facebook page. Oh, my Lord.
So they eventually, this is in Clark County, Washington, they find out who this girl is, and they have completed their investigation into the incident, and they are forwarding it on to the prosecutor's office to find out if this 18-year-old girl will or should be charged. And it's interesting because they've been making the rounds on the Today Show a little bit. The girl, this 18-year-old Taylor Smith, apparently would not go on camera, but told NBC News in a text that she has apologized repeatedly to Jordan, the 16-year-old, and feels really bad about what happened. She's been getting some pretty serious threats because this video has been making the rounds all over social media. So now she is staying away from home and is kind of in hiding while people threaten her over this. And it's no doubt, you know, people said it's lucky that this 16-year-old survived.
It is.
It's a 60-foot fall.
And I don't know if, like, the kids aren't allowed to go to this bridge and jump off, but they do it.
They do it.
And
it's that place that you're not supposed to go that all the kids go to.
I'm guessing there's places like that around here that your kids go to and do sort of stuff like this. But when you watch it, like, she's standing there. She's looking to her left. She's looking to her right. And, you know, she's got her back to the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl comes from the other side of the railing and just shoves her. And she obviously had no idea it was coming. This is awful.
But is it criminal? Take a look at the video.
I think it is.
Give us a call. What do you think? Is it criminal what she did? Because this is something kids do, right? You know, I mean, if you're in an area with water like that, you know, you're messing around for a Saturday, you go to the bridge, you jump off the bridge, you know? It's supposed to be a fun thing. And you've got the girl that is scared, and so somebody pushes her off the bridge. Now, the question I always ask in a case like this is, what if the girl had died?
Yeah, if she had died, then it's a completely different story.
This was not an accident. This was not, now maybe it wasn't done maliciously. Maybe the 18-year-old didn't realize how badly this girl could be hurt. Maybe the 18-year-old didn't think about it, but this was not an accident. I mean, she didn't accidentally just bump her. She grabs her shoulders and she pushes her off the bridge. Prosecutors are trying to figure out now if this is something they should be pressing charges for. Keep in mind, the girl's got broken ribs. She's got a mass behind her windpipe. She is lucky to be alive.
Punctured both lungs. 576-7798. 576-7798.
Is it kids being kids?
But the girl's 18.
Or is it, well, I mean, she could be charged as a minor if she wasn't 18. So is it kids being kids, or is this a criminal act?
This is criminal. This is criminal. It sucks for the 18-year-old because she is 18 and
she'll be charged as an adult.
She'll be charged as an adult because she is one. This is criminal. I see it as, I don't know. Is it assault? Kids push each other all the time.
I don't know the legal charge. Again, not a lawyer, so I don't know what this falls under. I think the question is it something she's going to have medical bills to pay?
Yeah.
You know, is this more of a lawsuit that's filed, or is it just kids being kids? Because keep in mind, it's not, if it was clear already, they would have arrested her.
Yeah.
Sheriff's Department didn't arrest her for anything. And they forwarded it to prosecutors.
And this was almost 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah, August 7th.
August 7th, okay.
So it's not clear cut. Some of you are automatically saying it's definitely criminal.
Have you seen it?
They didn't arrest her. So it's not clear cut to them.
If it wasn't, see, and that's where my question lies. If it's criminal now, why wasn't criminal on August 8th?
It means the sheriff's department's not sure. It means they're leaving it to prosecutors to see if they're going to press charges before they just automatically arrest her.
576-7798. Two girls, well, a bunch of kids are hanging out, 16 to 18 years old, hanging out on a bridge in Washington State. One girl comes up from behind as the 16-year-old girl is a little hesitant, may not want to jump off the bridge, as kids have been known to do, into the water below. The 18-year-old girl from the other side of the railing comes up and shoves her from behind. Girl falls 50 feet, punctures both lungs, breaks 5 ribs. Is this criminal?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.